And finally, an international donors meeting for Haiti is underway today in Madrid. Ahead of the conference, the UN Special Envoy to the Poorest Nation in the Americas, Edmund Mullett, says that funding must continue on security and civil service reforms. He said that corruption and gangland violence is the biggest challenge to develop in Haiti.
Since the 15th of August, we've put in place a security plan for the capital city of Port-au-Prince that has been very successful and has reduced the amount of kidnappings, for example, or illegal activities and criminal activities. And now we're encircling all the members of gangs and gang leaders in some of these neighborhoods. We've been cleaning little by little some of these neighborhoods, getting hold of some of their headquarters where they would keep victims of kidnappings. Some of these gang leaders have surrendered to the government and are now collaborating with the government. We're also very much involved in a DDR program. That's a disarmament and reinsertion program parallel to this pressure we're putting on them. So we have now received more than 112 members of gangs that have surrendered weapons and arms and are participating in a DDR program to be retrained and to be reinserted into society. So all these things are going on in support of the Haitian government's initiatives.